Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. UN health officials have called for emergency investigations into how and why the mosquito-borne virus Zika may have been linked to babies being born with small heads and underdeveloped brains. The World Health Organization has declared Zika to be a threat to public health around the world. Tulip Mazumda has more.
It took experts less than 4 hours to decide to declare an international public health emergency. The decision was not based on the Zika outbreak itself. Zika is a relatively mild virus for most people. This was about the strongly suspected link with babies being born with underdeveloped brains. The WHO said an urgent international response was now needed. Key priorities included finding out more about how and why Zika may cause microcephaly and calling for vaccines and treatments to be researched and developed as soon as possible.
The process of choosing U.S. presidential candidates gets underway in an hour, with voters gathering for caucuses or electoral meetings across the Midwestern state of Iowa. Nick Bryant is there.
Schools, churches, fire stations, even a grain elevator and a gun shop. Just some of the venues where Iowans will gather to conduct their first in the nation caucus. They'll help provide answers to questions asked for months. Can Donald Trump turn publicity and controversy into victory? Or will he be beaten by his closest rival, the Texan Senator Ted Cruz? Can Bernie Sanders, a self-declared democratic socialist, emulate Barack Obama's success here in Iowa 8 years ago, when he defeated Hillary Clinton, the establishment favourite? In both contests, the polls suggest a photo finish.
Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google, has become the most valuable company in the United States. Alphabet's combined share value rose in after-hours trading to $568 billion, following a 5% increase in quarterly profits. The technology expert Kate Bevan says the figures also show how much Alphabet is investing in new projects.
They've lost something like $3 billion on what they call other bets, which is the driverless cars. It's out there, things like Project Loon, which is going to deliver internet via high-altitude balloons. And one of the reasons they've done this, they've created this new structure that was announced in August last year, is to actually make Wall Street happier about their transparency, because before that it was just reported as Google and there was no way of knowing how much they were spending or losing on these moonshots, as they're called.
Representatives from Syrian opposition groups say they've had a positive meeting with United Nations Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura. They're waiting for the outcome of the UN's discussions with the regime officials on Tuesday before deciding whether to formally join the peace process getting underway in Geneva. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The trial has begun in Guatemala of two former military officers who are accused of the sexual abuse and enslavement of indigenous women during the country's long military conflict. Prosecutors say Francisco Reyes Quiron and Albert Gilberto Valdez Asai allowed their troops to rape and abuse at least 15 women in the 1980s. The victims were also allegedly kept as slaves to cook and clean. Saudi Arabia has acknowledged that the country's financial system was used to collect billions of dollars for Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. In an interview for the BBC's Hard Talk program, a spokesman for the Interior Minister, Major General Mansour Al-Turki, insisted Saudi Arabia did not fund any terrorist organization, but he said individuals had persuaded people to donate money using charity as a pretext.
Those were individuals actually who took advantage of the situation, convinced people actually to provide money, thinking that they're providing money for poor, for people who are in need. But unfortunately, those people actually used those money to specifically finance Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
Major General Al-Turki said the government took action as soon as it had proof the funds were being misused. The Obama administration has welcomed a decision by the social media website Facebook to no longer allow its users to sell firearms through the network. A spokesman would not comment on whether anyone in the White House had sought the move. Licensed gun retailers can still advertise on Facebook, but won't be able to conduct sales on the site. A study has found that cutting down trees in rainforests is accelerating the spread of black rats. Research in Borneo has shown logging attracts rats, as fallen trees contain insects which they eat and provide cover for the rodents. Scientists say the increase in rats threaten native mammals. BBC World News.